Charlie Tuna coming back at you for another 60 minutes in the radio. I was just reading in the paper here, and I think it's great the way scientists and the environmentalists are beginning to compromise. For instance, the first example, they're going to build the world's first 10 million kilowatt nuclear-powered candle. I've got a sign of the times from Jordan Industries. It's called the Magnum Dryer, and it comes in the shape of a 357 Magnum. It's a pistol-shaped hair dryer, sells for $26.95, and comes complete with a holster carrying case. Apparently, it's designed for people who fantasize about blowing their heads off. Charlie Tuna! If you're single, without dependents, you've probably smacked your lips in envy at the various allowances granted to servicemen with dependents as they embark upon a permanent change of station. Well, smack your lips no more. The government now grants dislocation funds to men and women in your category, too. This includes a basic allowance for quarters while you're in travel or on leave status during a PCS move. Also, if you're not assigned to government quarters at the new station, you're entitled to the same amount as 1 month's BAQ according to your grade. Just another improvement the services have devised to help you manage your personal affairs.
Consumer Line.
Just so you don't get the feeling no one cares about you, the government says advertisers will spend about $76 this year trying to get your personal attention. The Commerce Department estimates advertisers will spend a total of $17 billion this year on radio and TV commercials. Broken down, that comes to just over $76 for every person in the United States. And speaking of advertising, here's something to strike a fear into the hearts of department store managers. Mail order sales are increasing about twice as fast as in-store sales. A Chicago consulting firm says mail order sales rose by about 12% last year and should increase another 12 to 15% in 1981. The company says mail order shopping has become more attractive because of the high cost of gasoline and because people say they have less time to shop than they used to. A large number of books and records are already sold by mail, and U.S. News and World Report says a number of department stores and other companies are now starting or beefing up their own catalog operations. What about female order? Consumer Line.
Big white bird, gonna fly right out of here without a single word. But you know you'll break my heart when I want you to close that door, 'cause I know I won't see you anymore. Don't pour your love out on me, baby. If you do, then I think that maybe I'll just lay me down by 400 years. To you, what about that brand new ring? Doesn't that mean love to you? Doesn't that mean anything? If I threw away my pride and I got down off of my knees, would you make me beg you pretty please? Don't throw your love out on me, baby. If you do, then I think that maybe I'll just lay me down by 400 years. But I'll never use a girl if I don't have you. Don't pour your love out on me, baby. If you do, then I think that maybe I'll just lay me down right 400 years. Don't pour your love out on me, honey. Take my heart, my soul, my money. But don't leave me drowning in my tears. Don't pour your love out on me, baby. If you do, then I think that maybe
Evelyn, Joe, Frank, and Reynolds, and Charlie Tuna, and don't pull your love. Don't pull your plug either. I got a telephone poll coming up. Your opinion today about the 55-mile-an-hour speed limits. That's one of the Reagan administration promises that they're going to do away with that. And would you like to see it stay or go? Pro or con? Let me hear your opinion.
Overnight seems thinner and wild. Saturday girls. I was never in love. Never had the time in my hustle and hurry world.
Laughing myself to sleep, waking up lonely. I needed someone to hold me. Oh,
it's such a crazy hometown. It can drag you down till you run out of dreams. So you party all night to the music and lights, but you don't know what happiness means.
I was dancing in the dark with strangers. No love.
Everything I need. So put your hand in mine, and together we'll climb as high as the highest star.
I'll live in a lifetime in every minute that we're together, and I'm staying right here forever.
Charlie Tuna and every woman in the world. Well, every woman in the world is going to perk up and take notice of this. Doctors are experimenting with a food additive which they say could save the average person between 500 and 1,000 calories a day. The substance is a calorie-free fat called sucrose polyester. It can be used in place of saturated fats in cooking oils, as well as a substitute for fats found in margarine, butter, and ice cream. Dr. Scott Grundy, a San Diego doctor, told an Arizona medical conference that the substance has been successful in helping some of his obese patients cut down on their calories. Sucrose polyester isn't available in the mass market. It's classified by the government as an investigative drug. So I guess it'll be another couple of months maybe before you can get to that chocolate sundae. All right. Charlie Tuna. Hey, you're getting ready to sign a lease on a house back in the States? The lease is a contract, so don't sign just because the real estate agent says it's a standard form or that everybody signs it. Read it over. Make sure you understand every word. And consult your legal assistance office before you sign it. Military families have special problems, and leases should be drawn to protect your interest as well as your landlord's. Tuna set to take a telephone call here for the 55-mile-an-hour speed limit. Are you pro or con? Let's hear it. Telephone call.
I think that the 55-mile-an-hour speed limit is kind of like odd even. You know, it's the law, but you don't see too many people obeying it.
Telephone call.
Yeah, I'm against the 55.
You'd like to go a little faster?
Yes.
Okay. Telephone call.
Yeah, I think they should do away with the 55-mile-an-hour zone.
Telephone call.
I'm a sports car enthusiast, and I really would like to see that 55-mile-an-hour speed limit abolished. I hope the Reagan administration will carry out its earlier promises.
Okay. You'd like to see it raised to what, about 85? Thanks. Telephone call.
Hi, Charlie. My name is Christina, and I stay 65, but I keep alive.
Thank you. Telephone call.
Yes, I am definitely against 55-mile-an-hour and Calvin Klein jeans. Thank you, Charlie.
Telephone poll.
I don't know much about what Reagan said about abolishing the 55-mile-per-hour speed limit, but I think they should. I mean, you've probably driven cross-country before, and have you ever tried to get from here to 55? Really?
Telephone poll.
Charlie.
Yes?
6 months ago, I bought a Ferrari. I haven't been able to get that thing out of third gear. You can imagine what I'm for.
Why is life you've never still waiting to see Stevie Nicks show up at my door one Halloween to sing that song on the doorstep. It's Rihanna, and it's Fleetwood Mac, although she calls it not a witch but a love goddess. That's what Rihanna's all about. I have somebody on the telephone talking about a love goddess. Somebody saw one I've talked about. Hi, who's this?
Hi, it's Kim.
And you said that you saw one of the girls I talked about for quite a while on this show, huh?
Yeah, Christie Brinkley.
I had mentioned Christie Brinkley. Well, it's been over a year ago. She was on the cover of Sports Illustrated again in their special swimsuit edition, and I just said I thought nobody personified the California girl look more than this lady did, and come to find out that a little later on she was married and everything, but nevertheless, she is just a very attractive lady, and you agreed?
Oh, totally.
Where did you see her finally?
I heard you on the radio that one time,
mm-hmm.
and I've been trying to look out for her. And last night on the TV,
you can see her
pretty.
Popping up, yeah, in ads. It's like these people you see in the ads all the time for the different department stores, makeup companies and everything. You say, Don, I've seen that face before. And Christie's, you probably had. She's got blonde and blue eyes and just an incredible California tan when I saw it. And she is a California girl, as I understand, although she goes back and forth between New York to do a little modeling on that. Up until I found out she was married, I was considering changing my name to Charlie Huntley. Just to convince her, might have a Huntley Brinkley report.
Maybe I'm amazed at the way you love me all the time. Or maybe I'm afraid of the way I love you. Maybe I'm amazed at the way.
another million-dollar memory for you than probably paid for the orthodontist work for some record executive's kid's teeth out there. Has it ever occurred to you, by the way, as you spend $5,000 on braces for your kid's choppers, that 30 years from now they'll be telling you through perfectly aligned teeth that March isn't such a good time to come visit Dad? Charlie
Tuna! Why do you think there's such a thing as an Air Force Assistance Fund? Several reasons, but primarily to help Air Force people and their families in times of need, like for loans or grants to help pay for educational expenses, to meet unexpected medical costs, or for auto or life insurance payments. Also, in case your paycheck doesn't arrive on time. Remember, the most convenient way to be generous to the Air Force Assistance Fund is through payroll deduction. Sign up for an allotment this month.
It's Dolly Parton and a theme from the motion picture with Jane Fonda and Lily Tomlin. That's 9 to 5. Well, if you're working 9 to 5 and invested in the stock market, listen to this. The Oakland Raiders win in Super Bowl 15 may be bad news for the stock market. Whenever the National Conference team or an original NFL team, now in the American Conference, wins the championship game, the market goes up in the following year. When an American Conference team wins, the market goes down. Three original NFL teams, Pittsburgh, Baltimore, and Cleveland, joined the AFC when the NFL and the AFL merged. Since then, the market has had an up year after Super Bowl wins by Green Bay, Dallas, Pittsburgh, Baltimore, and Kansas City. Down years followed wins by Miami, the New York Jets, and Oakland. So if you lose your life savings in the stock market, blame it on the Raiders. Charlie Tuna! Line up a good savings plan for the future. Buy United States savings bonds through the payroll savings plan. There's no better way to chart your financial future than to buy bonds. When you do, a little is set aside automatically from each paycheck. Saving is automatic, dependable, safe. So look ahead to the future. Take stock in America. Buy United States savings bonds and climb to the top of the charts. Celebrity.
close-up.
Today, a visit with the leader of one of the most popular bands ever to come out of the flatlands of America, Kevin Cronin from REO Speedwagon.
I was born in Chicago. Our whole band is from the Illinois area. I got started in music, as most kids do, just because girls like musicians or football players, and if you're too small to be a football player, then you play the guitar. Actually, what happened is I used to carry my guitar to my guitar lessons back in 1962 or 63 before the Beatles came out. And before the Beatles came out, if you played the guitar, you were a sissy, right? I actually wasn't a sissy. I actually played and played sports and things too. But when I had my guitar in my hand, I was automatically weird. So I'd be walking to my guitar lesson, all of a sudden a carload full of tough guys would pull up and get out of the car and beat me up just for the fact that I had a guitar. I mean, then suddenly the Beatles came out, and then all of a sudden it was cool to play the guitar. So the first band I was in was me on guitar, since I was the only kid in the neighborhood who had been taking music lessons. So it was me and this little Italian kid who played drums, and about 8 football players who had clotheslines tied onto their guitars, tied on the back of my amp, just because they wanted to be in the band so they could get girlfriends.
Today, most people think of REO Speedwagon as high-energy, heavy rock and roll, but Kevin Cronin's early influences were quite apart from that.
I liked music. Of course, my parents used to sing around the house and play Harry Belafonte records and play Broadway musical records. So if you see our show, you'll probably see, or if you hear the songs that I write, you hear a lot of real rhythmic, it's not really Latin, it's really rock and roll, but within the rock and roll, it's not just pounding, you know, straightforward 1, 2, 3, 4 rock and roll. There's more rhythm to it, and there's also in our stage show, there's a lot of shtick. There's a little bit of vaudeville in there somewhere, and people think of REO Speedwagon and they think of, you know, hard rock and heavy metal and, you know, a bunch of knuckleheads who turn their amps up to 10 and just blast off and blow your ears out. Really, we're not that at all. I spend as much time writing lyrics as I do writing music and arranging the songs and the melodies of the songs, so we're really not a bunch of knuckleheads. And that's how I get started in music.
Celebrity.
Close up.
on keeping on. Isn't that the way the old cliche read? It's keep on loving you. REO Speedway. Kevin Cronin and the gang. Speaking of the gang, we're all part of the gang. You're the family of man. Here's Three Dog Night.
This tired city was somebody's dream. A billboard horizon as black as the sea. A forever highway across the land. We're building a home for the family of man. Prices are rising, the devil.
Charlie Tuna with a family of man. That's an old Paul Williams hit he penned for you. Talking about the family, spending patterns of teenagers appear unshaken by economic turmoil. Girls outspent boys again last year, as they have in most recent years, and boys continue their habit of spending most heavily on dates and automobiles. Most female spending still goes for cosmetics, clothing, beauty aids, and jewelry, according to a RAND Youth Poll, a market research firm. RAND says its latest survey shows teenage girls spending more than twice as much as boys on personal vanity items. But get this, although RAND says teenagers spent a record $39.1 billion last year, up 8.6% from 1979, the teenage market may actually be shrinking. $39.1 billion teenagers spent? Who's giving them that kind of allowance? I'm going to start asking for some money back.
Charlie Tuna.
Good men and women know where their heads are at. The Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine Corps, and Coast Guard Reserves are looking for good men and women with their heads in the right place. Maybe you're one of them. If so, you can learn a new career and use it. Join the Reserve when you get out. Save your equity. Charlie Tuna on the telephone right now with Stan Friedman, our resident UFO expert we sometimes talk to. And this, Stan, concerns about sightings of UFOs that have reportedly been correlated with the Earth's seismic activity by a Canadian psychologist. You heard about that?
I've read a couple of his papers. He's talked about this for some time, and I find it totally inadequate as an explanation for flying saucers. I mean, his correlation, you know, earthquake lights, a very peculiar phenomena that occur every once in a while, apparently produced by stresses in the earth as it's involved in the high pressures, you know, that are related to earthquakes.
Mm-hmm.
and, you know, some correlation. Well, 3 to 6 months ago, there were these earthquake rights, and now we got a UFO sighting. You might just as well correlate the fact that 98% of heroin addicts drank milk when they were 2 years old. Obviously, drinking milk at age two causes heroin addiction. There's an association, but hardly a cause and effect relationship.
Well, I've been watching on pay television here. This Close Encounters, a special edition, has been coming back around. And I was wondering, is there any new UFO activity to report?
Oh, yeah. Well, I continue to get my 40 to 60 pages of clippings of UFO sightings every month, even though almost all these articles are in the podunk news rather than on the wire services. But, yeah, some very significant events, Charlie. One of them, for sure, is the establishment in the People's Republic of China, mainland China, of a UFO research society with over 300 members, branches in a number of different cities, and with the head of it being an astrophysicist at Wuhan University. They will begin publishing a UFO journal, this month, I guess, now. And I've got a number of clippings. I've got some contacts, as it happens, and there are even reports of sightings by Chinese astronomers. Apparently the dam broke, so to speak, about 3 years ago. There had been nothing in the press over there about UFOs. Then suddenly there was an article, a very straight one, about foreign sightings. And then the next thing you know, the Chinese news agency is announcing an official sort of study. And they go into sightings before the revolution and then post-revolution by soldiers and workers and so forth. And now the latest article, and I don't have a formal translation yet, but I have a Chinese friend who gave me a quick glimpse of what's in it. He's working on a translation that talks about sightings by astronomers in 1979.
Well, I know you always have available articles on the subject. And what?
Oh, yeah.
What's your address back there? Because every time we talk to you, people say, gee, where can I write or talk to Stan?
Okay, the best thing to do, I'll give you an American address. I live in Canada, but I'm close to the border. It's just Stanton Friedman, Post Office Box 958, Houlton, Maine, H-O-U-L-T-O-N, Maine 04730. If they'll send a self-addressed stamped envelope, be happy to send them the latest updated list of scientific ufology as opposed to the tabloid stuff. Although you can't depend, even when a scientist is involved, and the Michael Persinger stuff is part of it, but I'm still angry, Charlie, quite frankly, at Carl Sagan for their 9-minute massive misrepresentation of the UFO scene in general and the Betty and Barney Hill abduction case and the StarMap work that goes with it in particular on December 14th. I have yet to receive a response to my 2.5-page, single-space, detailed letter to get for a phone conversation, but I'm going to the FCC with it. The fairness doctrine requires, you know, that the controversial issues of public significance, that the other side be given a fair shake, and also deliberate deception is verboten on television.
Oh, all right. Well,
I know
I'm sure they're listening.
Sound like it, but that is the rule.
All right.
So I intend to pursue the matter much further. That case is a very significant one. The StarMap work is very exciting.
Yeah.
Carl does know about it, and to therefore intentionally deceive and distort ain't the right thing to do.
All right. Well, good to talk to you as usual, Stan. We'll look for equal time, I guess, in the future.
Like me, you're in love. to learn that you need a friend who will help you, cause you're just a little in love.
And Charlie Tuna, and a little in love. I get somebody on the telephone here, a girl who originally is from Indio, California, which is better known as what?
The date capital of the world.
Meaning the dates that you eat, right?
Yeah, well, this
okay.
Considered the date capital of the world.
The dating capital, or date capital.
Mm-hmm.
Is Jim Lang gone there to MC that, or how does it work? Are you inviting us to Indio?
Yeah, why not?
We could all come?
Why not?
Well, it depends. Can we get dates? To Cannon for another Charlie Tuna Show. Thank you very much for sharing another 60 minutes out of your day with me. Before we say our goodbyes, a special hello to all our friends and listeners in Pohnpei, Kelowna, and stay tuned.